rest of the story. It was one of the classic romances of the 19th century, that of Julie and Alex. He was a major general in the Imperial Russian Army, a prince, the godson of Tsar Nicholas himself. She was a lady-in-waiting in the Imperial Court, a remarkably pretty young woman with a sweet small mouth and large brown eyes. Had he been less a prince and she less a commoner, their relationship might have had the court's blessing. And yet Julie, despite her impressive-sounding title of countess, was an orphan, a palace ornament at the fringe of the royal community. Alex, on the other hand, stood virtually at the summit of the Russian military, and more important, a whisper's distance from the ear of the Tsar himself. This one thing the secret lovers had in common, neither was Russian. Alex was native of the tiny duchy of Darmstadt, and Julie was Polish-born. But there they were, in the summer of 1851, at the Imperial Russian Summer Palace, separated by divergent social backgrounds and yet hopelessly in love. But then one day, Tsar Nicholas summoned his godson Alex and announced what he thought was good news. Alex was to be honored by the hand of the Tsar's own niece in marriage. The young gentleman swallowed hard, expressed his appreciation, but he was dying inside. And that night, Alex ran to Julie to confide the awful news. To remain and marry the Tsar's niece would make him one of the most distinguished men in all Russia, but nothing mattered without Julie. So it was now or never, Alex told her. They must elope. That night, the lovers fled the summer palace in a horse-drawn droshky. It was a mad dash through the darkness over the muddy road to St. Petersburg. There they boarded the train bound for Poland. Then another long wagon ride to avoid Warsaw. No telling what the Tsar would do if he caught up with them. Their journey lasted many fretful days and nights. By the 28th of October, Julie and Alex had reached Breslau, where an appropriately nervous priest married them. And meanwhile, back at the palace, the Tsar was raging. Alex, wherever he was now officially disowned. For the newlyweds, there was but one place left to turn. Alex's diminutive homeland, the Duchy of Darmstadt. Fortunately, Alex's older brother was then Darmstadt's reigning Grand Duke. Unfortunately, because Julie was so distinctly unroyal, neither she nor any of her future children could enjoy the advantages of her husband's royal rank. And that's really what the story's all about. The benevolence of Julie's new brother-in-law. For he created for her a royal title. The first Countess of, and ultimately, Serene Highness Princess of Battenberg. Battenberg, tiny little town in the northern mountains of Darmstadt, and yet that name Battenberg one day would be anglicized as Mountbatten, and thus would a tradition of royal romance be perpetuated. For Julie and Alex, the young lovers who fled the Tsar for a chance at happiness, themselves willing forever to become commoners and leave behind in the name of love all claim to royalty forever, ultimately became the parents of Bulgaria's king, and the grandparents of Sweden's queen, and the great-grandparents of Britain's Duke of Edinburgh, and the great-great-grandparents of Charles, the present heir to England's throne. And now you know the rest of the story.